AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Militants who attacked a college in Kenya this morning, killing at least 15 people and wounding many others, may be holding hostages. Security forces have the militants cornered in a dormitory at Garissa University College. Our Andrew Selsky is in Africa.
Kenyan police say that there was a shootout with police guarding student dorms at the school, and they managed to get into some dorms. We see images of terrified students that managed to escape.
One student who did escape says the gunman asked anybody they found hiding if they were Muslims or Christians, and they shot the Christians dead on the spot. Germany says it will take a new look at safety in airplane cockpits, as airliner Germanwings says it did not know that the co-pilot who slammed a plane load of its passengers into a mountain had been depressed during his pilot training. Earlier this week, parent company Lufthansa said Lufthansa did know. A group of Atlanta educators is waking up in the Fulton County Jail this morning as they await their sentencing in a cheating scandal. They were convicted for their roles in a scheme to inflate student scores on standardized tests so they could get bonuses or keep their jobs. D.A. Paul Howard.
You get 21 guilty pleas, it's easy for people to recognize that something bad happened.
Former Atlanta school superintendent Beverly Hall was among those charged, but she died of breast cancer a month ago, never having gone to trial. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week, a sign of a continuing strong job market. Lumber Liquidators says 10,000 of its customers have asked for in-home air quality testing following a report that raised concerns about formaldehyde in laminate flooring. This is AP Radio News. McDonald's CEO is pushing back against one employee's comment that McDonald's move to improve employee pay and benefits at company-owned restaurants is just a PR stunt. CEO Steve Easterbrook.
When you move the benefits package for 90,000 people, that's not a PR exercise. That is a meaningful step.
He was on CBS this morning. McDonald's says starting wages will soon be a dollar more than whatever the local minimum wage is in the area where the restaurant is located. A federal court has issued an order blocking pilots at discount carrier Allegiant Air from a planned strike today. This airline is based in Las Vegas. It had gone to court to block the strike, which would have grounded 250 flights and affected 33,000 customers. The union says it will comply with the judge's decision. The airline says all scheduled flights are expected to operate normally. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.